An Adventure of the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. The Green Hornet is a copyrighted feature of fictitious characters and events in which the principal character is Britt Reed, manager of the Sentinel newspaper. Only Cato, his faithful valet, knows the dual role the millionaire plays to strike at lawbreakers within the law who cannot be reached through the court. There was a car parked outside the Civic Club. Two hard-faced men sat in the front seat. They seemed to be waiting for someone to leave the exclusive establishment. One of them said,
"What's Bannister want us to trail Henry Conant for anyhow? Do you know, Soapy?"
"Well, if the worst comes to the worst and Conant keeps on with his campaign to smash up Bannister's organization, maybe Conant gets snatched and done away with."
"That's going pretty far."
"Bannister was saying last night there's just two guys in this world he'd have to get rid of. One is Conant, and the other is this Green Hornet."
"What's he got against the Green Hornet?"
"That guy plays the lone wolf game. He double-crossed every guy he worked with. There's as many guys in stir that the Green Hornet double-crossed as there is that the cops are caught."
"But he ain't bothered Bannister, none."
"That's all you know about it. He sent Bannister a warning."
"Yeah?"
"Sure, didn't you know?"
"Warning for what, Soapy?"
"Said he better take his racket and move out of town with it, or else." "That or else is what's got Bannister worried. But he ain't quitting. He's after the Green Hornet."
"Gosh, I don't want to get mixed up in snatching Conant."
"You'll do what Bannister says. You know that."
"Bless his neck. If only he didn't have all the proof on us he's got."
"He can send any one of us guys to jail. We gotta do what he says."
"You ain't telling me anything. Hey, pipe that guy."
"What are you two lugs doing here?"
"Oh, if it ain't Mike Axford."
"Yeah, it's me all right, Soapy. And when you and Steve are together, there's devilry being planned."
"Blow along, Axford. It's a free country. We can sit here if we want."
"What you watching the Civic Club for?"
"Who says we are?"
"You ain't on the cops no more. Don't bother us."
"I heard that you two was working a swell contracting racket with that crook Bannister."
"Yeah? Well, go on and prove something, big shot."
"What are you doing here?"
"I'm waiting for Britt Reed, and he's inside eating. And if you cheap crooks got any ideas of anything again him, you better forget him, on account of I'm his bodyguard."
"You've been doing splendidly, Mr. Conant. I just hope you will hold out against that racket."
"It's likely to break me, Reed, but I'll be penniless first before I pay those Bannister crooks."
"How do they work?"
"Oh, Bannister is very subtle about it. He says nothing that anyone can hold against him, but he doesn't make it clear that all the accidents I've been having in the construction of the Ramsey building will be stopped if I deal with him."
"Wants money, of course."
"That's it. I'm working against time to finish the job. He knows it. He knows that he can prevent my completion of it on schedule."
"Other contracts have paid him, then?"
"Yes, but I'll be confounded if I pay tribute to gangsters and crooks. I'll go penniless first."
"What has he done so far?"
"Tried to stir up trouble with the laborers, but I stopped that by giving them a substantial pay increase and a promise of a bonus. Then he started violence."
"Mm-hmm."
"Everything that has happened could be called an accident, but it has not been an accident. It's been sabotage and murder. I've talked to the police, to lawyers, to everyone, but there isn't a thing that can be done. If your father were running the Sentinel, he'd have plenty to say about that sort of thing."
"And he'd roast the police, which would accomplish nothing."
"Well, what can be done?"
"I don't really know, Mr. Conant. The police are not to blame. The ones really to blame are the people who have paid tribute to men like that and made it possible for them to exist and organize their gangs.
Is there no way to strike at men like Bannister?
Only by meeting him with his own weapons on his own ground. By disregarding the law and the red tape that hinders justice.
It seems to me that if someone did just that, they would be doing a public service.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
Glad? Why?
Because, Mr. Conant, that is exactly the way I feel.
Returning to his office, Britt Reed closed the door and thought over what his friend Henry Conant had told him. Meanwhile, Axford was in the outer office with Miss Case, the secretary of the young millionaire.
What I like about going around with Reed is you meet such a lot of swell people.
Yes?
When he come out of the club this noon, he introduced me to that big contractor, Henry Conant. You know Casey?
Case.
Don't be touchy about me nickname for you. I was just going to say, the boys over at the police headquarters would give a lot to have my job.
The thought occurs to me, Axford. I wonder if these swell people you've been meeting have one of those brass things in the lower drawer of their desks?
Huh?
And if they park their feet on their desk and their hat on their head?
You're kidding me again.
That's what you think.
But gee, by golly, if they ain't me old pal, Mike Axford.
Holy cow, I'm having a nightmare.
Put her there, Axford. Put her there, old kid. I've been looking for you all over town.
Muggs. Listen, you little punk, what are you doing here? Ain't you supposed to be in the hooscow?
Gee, now, Mike, there you go again, misjudging me. All the time I'm getting misjudged. I ain't been picked up now for 3 months, so help me, I ain't.
Well, breeze along. I ain't got no time for cheek crooks like you.
I'm going straight now, on the level I am. I've been last 3 months a recluse, studying and profounding myself and improving my mind. So help me, I have.
What is that, Axford? One of your swell friends?
No, he ain't. He's a pickpocket and a crook. Now get along, Muggs. I got no time for the likes of you. He's talked himself out of a dozen raps and been in a dozen jails. Bet it.
I've been misjudged all the time, lady. So help me, I have.
Yeah, I suppose you was misjudged that time. You socked a cop with a hunk of lead pipe.
I was. I'm standing in a doorway, and I see a hunk of lead pipe on the ground. So I picks it up, and then a cop comes running and smack right into it. And now I ask you, lady, was that my fault?
I suppose it was nothing but a coincidence that the doorway was a store that had just been robbed, and the storekeeper knocked out with the same hunk of pipe. It ain't no use, Muggs. You ain't borrowing no cash from me. Now beat it.
Again, Axford, you're misjudging me on account of I look strong, but I ain't. I'm fragile, like a orchid. Yeah. I didn't come to make a touch, so help me. I come to see you. Could you give me a job working for the newspaper?
Good grief.
Don't make me laugh, Muggs.
I know things. So help me, I do know things. I could write a story up of my life or I could give you the lowdown on some big shots.
It ain't no use. I'd sooner let yous take $5 than try and talk anyone into giving you a job.
Listen, you know this guy Bannister? Do you know why all his guys are sticking to him like paper to a wall?
No, and I don't care.
He has got the dirt on him. That's how. He keeps books, and he's got enough in those books to send every one of his men to the star. Proof and everything, you see?
What are you saying about a man named Bannister?
Reed, don't even look at this mug. Don't think I brought him here.
Listen, Mr. Reed, I gotta have a job. Something light. I ain't strong, but I got a good mind.
Come into my office.
Yeah? Gee, thanks.
Yo, mug.
Here, Mike. Here's your watch. I didn't mean to took it to help me.
Why, you? That weasel-faced little worm. I'd like to...
Oh, Michael, you have such marvelous friends.
Hey, Axford, you busy?
What's up?
Got another accident over at the Rumsey Building. Want to cover it with me? There's a guy been held by the cops.
What happened, Ed?
A man slipped from the steel girders 15 stories up, and they caught a guy that... Someone saw putting grease on the girder so the man would slip.
Lead me to it. Hot dog. There's a chance for action. You've taken the poor guy away. Oh, golly, it's a shame that it is.
Sent no reporters. Here's the press card. Let us through here.
Stand to one side. We're from the Sentinel.
Where is that fiend? Where is he?
Let me speak to him.
Hey, Mr. Connett. I'm Mike Axford. Remember me?
Yes, yes. Let me at that man that spilled that grease on the girder.
It was an accident, I tell you, Connett.
Accident? Nothing. You were sent here to get a job and do just what you did, weren't you?
I tell you, I wasn't.
You had no reason to have grease up there.
There was some on my coveralls.
You lie. You went up there and spilled that grease just to cause that accident.
Hey, Mr. Connett, do you know what you're saying?
I know what I'm saying. I'm charging this man with manslaughter.
Holy cow.
You got it wrong, I tell you.
What's more, Bannister sent you here, didn't he?
Never heard of him.
You dirty liar. You, I'll show you.
Look out.
Ah! You hit me! You'll pay for this! You'll pay for this! I'll sue
you! Take this back to your newspaper. Bannister tried to make me pay for protection and I refused. That's why all these accidents happen. That's why that man came here to make trouble. Tell your public that. Tell them that Henry Conant will not pay tribute to any gangster.
We can't print that, Axford.
Holy cow, Reed. Why can't you? It's Conant that said it. Golly, I'd like to see Bannister called all them things in print.
Despite the fact that Conan said it, we can't take any chance on a lawsuit.
Ah, rats. Everyone knows what sort of crook that Bannister is.
He's just the sort who would delight in having a lawsuit against the Sentinel.
Do you think that guy that's accused of slopping the grease will get anything done to him?
I doubt it.
Hang it all. There ain't no justice.
As a matter of fact, the latest flash from headquarters says that the fellow will not admit knowing Bannister. He'll not admit spilling grease on purpose, and he does plan to file charges against Conant for knocking him down.
Gosh. Ain't it awful what guys can get away with and have the law protect them?
Between you and me, Axford, it certainly is. By the way, Miss Case.
Yes?
That friend of Axford's is on the payroll.
You don't mean Muggs?
Yes.
He ain't no friend of mine, Reed. And if he says he is...
Nevertheless, he's on the payroll for a special job. He knows a lot about Bannister. You'd be surprised at the things the fella can tell.
Well, hang on to your watch and wallet while he's around. And don't trust him any farther than you can throw an elephant.
Hey, boss! Mr. Reed.
There's that man again.
Shut the door.
Okay, pal. It's shut.
Good gravy.
You got what you asked for, Michael.
What do you want, Muggs?
I got rid of what you wanted. Here's the whole thing in a swell shape for you. It's a masterpiece of writing, so help me.
Thanks, I'll look it over.
That palooka trying to write.
Axford thinks he can get you the inside on things. Ha! That's a laugh, that is. What I've read out is the real lowdown on that guy Bannister and all the lugs that what's up with him. It's a real McCoy, so help me.
I'd give a week's pay for permission to throw that guy out. That I would, so help me. Blasted, he's got me doing it now.
Britt Reed studied the writing of Muggs and learned what he wanted to know. That evening, while he went over plans with Cato, Axford visited his friends at police headquarters. We hear Britt saying,
Cato, this Bannister keeps written records.
He does?
Those reports will send any one of his gangsters to jail. Bannister has spared no efforts in getting proof of crimes against each of his men. That's how he keeps them loyal to him.
They dare not disobey him.
More than that, they dare not let harm come to him. If he dies, the records fall into the hands of the district attorney, and every one of the Bannister gangsters will go to jail.
That is where they should be.
I quite agree with you. The question is, how can we get those records from Bannister's safe?
The Green Hornet?
I've already threatened him in the name of the Green Hornet, but he didn't take the threat seriously.
No, sir.
His home is guarded at all times. He never moves without a bodyguard, Cato. He's a hard man to reach.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Cato, is the car ready for use?
Always. Black Beauty is ready now.
If I can get Henry Kona to agree to call on Bannister, the Black Beauty will be needed tonight.
Yes.
I'll try to get Conant on the phone, and if I do, we'll send a special messenger to Bannister's home. The second warning from the Green Hornet. I wonder what Conant will say.
Turn off that confounded radio, Steve.
Okay, Mr. Bannister. Me and Soapy was only wondering what the Sentinel news bulletins would have to say about the trouble at the Rumsey building today.
Yeah, boss, but what do you think will happen to our pal what greased the girders for that guy?
Nothing.
But he maybe will talk if things get too hot for him?
What, do you think he'll squeal?
I know blamed well that he won't. You birds know what happens to any one of you who gets yellow?
Look, Mr. Bannister, it ain't right for you to keep all the stuff you got against us in writing.
I'll be the judge of that, Soapy.
But what if something was to happen to you?
That would be tough to you birds. You better see that nothing does happen. What's more, don't try to crack my safe. Even if you do get the records that are in there, you wouldn't be in the clear. There are copies of them where you will never find them.
Oh, we wasn't thinking of anything like that.
You better not.
Listen, Mr. Bannister, is it true that this guy, Conant, is coming here to talk to you tonight?
You heard him telephone for the appointment.
You want to look out? It ain't a frame-up or something.
Just leave it to me. He's coming to make terms with me. He's found there's no use trying to buck us. Call the rest of the boys, you know the ones. Have them come here. I'm taking no chances.
I'll get them.
The doorbell. Maybe that's Conant now. Should I go see?
I'll go. You keep your mouth shut. He got here mighty quick if it's him. Steve, get on the phone and round up the boys and tell them to get here quick.
Okay.
Special messenger, you Mr. Bannister?
Yeah?
Sign here, please.
Okay. Sign for it, Soapy.
Okay.
I'll see who it's from. What it is.
There you are, kid.
Thanks.
What's it say, Mr. Bannister?
It isn't what it says. It's how it's signed.
What's the matter?
It says, this is the second and the last note to you. I'll strike tonight. And it's signed, the Green Hornet.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Green Hornet drama. Before the next scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. Now, on with the story. Bannister was dumbfounded when he received word from the Green Hornet that he was to strike that night. He had already prepared to surround himself with his gangsters in anticipation of the call from Henry Conant. With the message from the Green Hornet, he called police headquarters where Michael Axford was spending the evening. Soon, a squad car was speeding toward his home with Axford in it.
I hate like the Dickens to be helping a rat like Bannister.
But in the eyes of the law, Axford, he's on the level.
Only on account he ain't never been caught at nothing.
If we get the Green Hornet through him, though.
By golly, if we can do that, I'd shake his hand in spite of how I don't like him. Hey, you like, you just went through that red light.
That was only pink.
Well, suffering snakes, take it easy.
We gotta get there fast.
We are, we're there. That's his house. Put on the brakes, you big lug.
There we are. Get out.
By golly, I got a hunch that tonight I'm going to get a story for the paper. That'll be a humdinger.
Don't write your story before it happens.
Wouldn't Britt Reed be surprised, though? If I was to get the Green Hornet, oh golly, I'll bet he'd like to see me get that $5,000 reward.
Listen, Axford, the only reason you're in on this is because you happen to be hanging around headquarters. Ring the doorbell.
That I will. There.
Tain't likely the Hornet will show up, though, now that he knows we're here.
That's what I'm afraid of.
We're from headquarters, Mr. Bannister.
Yes, yes. Thank goodness you got here. I hope you don't mind waiting in the hall here. Guard that room. That's where I will be. I have some guests there.
Oh.
That's my business.
Oh, all right then. Suffering snakes, Britt Reed.
Well, Axford, what are you doing here?
I'm with the cops. That's here to guard Bannister.
Guard him? From what?
You may as well know, Reed. The Hornet has warned me that he will be here this evening.
Really?
Don't worry about it, Reed. I'm here, and me and the cops will get him if he shows himself.
Good. Bannister has quite a number of his own men here, too.
But what are you doing here?
I'm here with Henry Conant. He's here to discuss things with Mr. Bannister. We'd better get back to your study now, hadn't we?
Yes, yes. You will watch that door?
Sure thing.
You leave it to us, Bannister. I'm only hoping the Harnet does come. That's what I'm hoping.
Go on in, Mr. Reed.
Thanks. What's this?
What's happened to Conant?
Henry, what's the matter?
What's happened? Suffering snakes.
Conant has been knocked out. Get some water.
He's alive. What happened to him? Who did this?
Here's some water for him.
The Green Harnet,
Speak to us, Conant. Are you hurt?
I'm a bit dizzy. Bannister, you did this!
I did not. It had nothing to do with this.
You'll be all right, Mr. Conant. The Green Harnet, you say, done this to you?
It must have been.
We arrived just before you did, Axford. I don't think we've been here 10 minutes, have we, Conant?
I don't think so.
We just arrived and Mr. Bannister brought us here. You see, I persuaded Conant to come and have a talk with Bannister.
Yeah?
But I'm not going to meet his terms.
Then you came with the police, I heard your voice, and left Bannister's study to see you.
That was when it happened, Britt.
Just what did happen?
I don't exactly know. I was in the chair right there to wait for you and Bannister to come back. I heard a man on the lawn outside say, "The Green Hornet."
Who's out there?
It's one of my own men. He'll guard the house.
Then what?
I went to the window, and there was this dark figure. And then some sort of gas struck me in the face. That's all I know.
That's the Green Harnet, all right enough, by golly.
Which window?
That one right there.
There's something on the windowsill.
A note. Holy crow, what's it all mean?
What does the Green Hornet come to your place for, Bannister?
I don't know any more about it than you do. Give me that note.
This ought to go to the cops.
Let's see it, Axford.
Who is it addressed to?
Bannister.
Then you'd better let him open it.
Let me see it. It's mine. Let me see it.
Are you quite sure, Bannister, that this Green Hornet hasn't made an accomplice of one of your men?
If that's the case, I'll... Let me see what it says.
Is it from the Harnet?
It's of a private nature. It's none of your business.
Now, say here.
Go and watch in the hall where I asked you to. No, wait. Wait here a moment.
Make up your mind.
It can't be possible. Yet I... Stay right here and watch. I'm going to open my safe for a moment.
I've heard that the Green Hornet is an expert at opening safes.
I can't believe it. He claims that he thanks me for the contents of my safe. It's not possible.
For that man, anything is possible. I'm convinced of that.
By golly, Bannister. It wouldn't surprise me if one of your own men was that guy.
Be quiet, Axford, and let him get his safe open. Who has a cigarette?
Here, I have one.
You feeling all right now, Conant?
I'm all right. I wish this thing had never happened. I wanted to have a showdown with Bannister. I suppose now there's no use trying to accomplish anything. I'll tell you this, though, Britt. He's too clever to make any statements in front of you as you hoped he might.
He is a clever fellow. Have you a light, Axford?
Yeah. Here you are, Reed.
Let me take the match. Your hand is shaking.
That ain't no such thing.
Got that safe open yet?
Yes.
You are sure this is the window that he came through, Conant?
Of course I am, Reed. The lights!
What the heck has happened to the lights?
Get a light! Someone!
Don't move!
Someone has... Ah! He shot me!
Axford, watch the window.
He can't get out this way. Watch the door.
The Hornet is here!
Don't fire! You'll hit one of us.
He won't get through this window. Oh, oh my.
Can someone make a light?
He socked me. He's gone through the window.
Are all the lights in the house out?
What's happened to Bannister?
There's the lights now.
Bannister's out cold.
Axford, get after that car. There it goes.
What the heck? We chased it before. There ain't no use going after that car.
How badly hurt is Bannister?
We'll take care of him. Axford, you and the police see if there are footprints outside the house. He must have jumped through that window.
He was right by the window when the lights went out, Reed. He must have come right past you.
I moved away from the window as soon as the lights went out.
Well, he sure socked me when he left. Suffering snakes, what a wallopy packs.
Are you going to stay here all night?
Come on, you guys. Let's see what's going on outside. Maybe there's good footprints there or something.
Boss, what happened to... Hey, what's the matter with Bannister?
He was knocked out by the Green Hornet.
Good night. Hey, the safe has been cleaned out.
Was there anything in it?
Cripes, yes. Hey, boss, wake up. What's the matter with the boss?
If he has the same sort of gas I had, he'll come around in a moment.
Are you a friend of Bannister's?
Yeah, I've been getting the other boys. That is, his other friends called on the phone to be here to help guard against the Green Hornet. But they'll be too late.
What was in the safe? Do you know?
Holy smokes! There was...
Well?
I don't know what there was.
Confound it, Reed. This is an evening wasted. Let's get out of here. This was a full notion of yours anyway.
I'm sorry, Conant, that things all happened tonight as they did.
The Hornet.
Boss! Boss! Listen! Are you all right, boss? Speak to me!
The Hornet!
What was in the safe? Was your papers in there?
The safe? The safe? Let me see.
It's cleaned out.
Oh. No, no! It can't be.
It's empty, I tell you.
Good Lord. That was his trick. He made me think he looted it. It was just to get me to open it. When it was opened, he came and all the lights went out.
You mean the Hornets got all the evidence you had?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Then I'm scramming. I'm getting out of town. I ain't staying here, not with the Green Hornet knowing anything.
Wait. Steve, you can't leave me.
You think I can?
Not so fast.
Let me go. Let me go, Axford.
Stay here, Mug. We want to talk with you.
I ain't staying. You can't keep me here. Let me go. Let me go.
Struggle and I'll uncork one on you, puss.
You and who else?
May. Me and nobody else, by golly.
Axford, you shouldn't use force.
I had to uncork one on someone. By golly, after that crack what I got. But look, Reed, here's why we wanted that guy. Get a load of this.
What's that?
Me and the cops found it outside the window where the Hornet jumped.
And the first thing on it is proof of murder against that guy Axford Sock.
It ain't so. It ain't so. It's lies. Lies.
Proof of murder?
The whole paper is made up of proofs of different things against the crooks that have been working for Bannister.
That paper is mine. Give it to me.
No, you don't, Bannister.
Axford, you say the Hornet dropped that?
He must have. He found Soapy, us and other Bannister's crooks, knocked out, outside the house, there, and that must have been how the Hornet got into that window.
It's your own fault, Bannister. It's your own fault for having them proofs in writing. I'll get the chair for it. I'll get the chair. I'll take you with me.
He has a gun.
Stop him.
I don't take the rap for nothing now. Bannister got what he deserved.
Sentinel paper. Extra paper. Green Hornet escapes. Read all about the Green Hornet. Sentinel paper. Extra paper.
Never mind worrying about the switch, Cato. The police will never trace it to you.
No, Mr. Brett. I could not help leaving it on the house.
You did marvelously well. You got Conant just right, and you got Soapy just right.
Thank you.
And you started the car and got away. Just right. Did you get the signal by the cigarette I lighted?
Yes.
If Axford only knew that the match he gave me started things.
Reed, we found out how that Hornet turned off the lights and got them on again so fast.
How's that, Axford?
There was a switch on the side of the house where the main electric line goes in. All she had to do was pull the switch, then push it again when he was done robbing the Bannister safe.
Can the police trace the switch?
Nah, there ain't a chance.
How about Bannister?
He wasn't hurt bad. Golly, here was all the cops and me, with evidence again, all the Bannister crooks in our hands. And then they come right into us. All we had to do was to meet them there with the handcuffs. What a cleanup that was.
Was there anything about Bannister in the paperwork you got?
Nah, but what these guys that are jailed are telling about Bannister will do plenty to him. Boy, he's going to jail for life at least. Reed, that contract and racket is all smashed up now.
Conant will be pleased to hear it.
Yeah, if the Green Hornet hadn't dropped that paper, he'd have the whole gang in his hands, instead of letting the cops have them all.
That fumble by the Hornet was a costly one for the crooks.
I bet now he's biting his nails because he's so mad about it.
I don't think, Axford, that the Hornet bites his nails.
The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The story you've just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated.